forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 91. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows around 65. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 85. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Saturday was National Gun Violence Awareness Day. That led to many protesters up in the Topeka area showing up to the Capitol, expressing their feelings about gun violence affecting communities across the state of Kansas.
We're gathered here to say that we've had enough of the gun violence that is just rampant, and that right now we're at a place where enough is enough, and we need change. We need real things to happen.
That was Jeff Potter, a pastor at the University and Countryside Methodist Church, on WIBW News, where he says they've been working on strategies in the Topeka community to try and curb the gun violence in the area.
I would say there are a lot of proven strategies that have worked. I also am a member of Topeka Jump, and so we've looked at some initiatives that help to reduce gun violence in neighborhoods, and those haven't been implemented with the type of speed that we would have hoped.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry, you can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first, Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
With the ongoing drought conditions, many in the agricultural community are concerned about the wheat crop across the state of Kansas, saying that it is the smallest wheat crop that they've seen since 1957, when President Eisenhower's administration intentionally suppressed the wheat production in the state. KQ News reports that according to Aaron Harries, the vice president and research of operations at Kansas Wheat Commission, they see the crop's bad not only in Kansas, but also in Oklahoma, where the conditions are so poor, many farmers are dousing their crops with herbicide to contain their losses and collect insurance. They say because of the drought condition and such a poor wheat crop across the state, for the first time in years, the state of Kansas and flour mills in the state may have to buy wheat that was grown in Eastern Europe. They say economically it's devastating for many rural communities across the state, where some of the prairie towns make their livelihood and economic growth based on the summer wheat sales. Wheat production in Kansas is still the second highest across the nation, sitting at 244 million bushels, just behind North Dakota's 299 million bushels in the state.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of the legislative session for the state of Nebraska of 2023, one of the final bills that was passed out was the voter ID bill that passed out of the legislature that was vetoed by Senator Julie Slama of Sterling, Nebraska, who was the creator of her own bill.
LB 514 does not pass muster for me, so I'm doing what I feel I'm obligated to do. So I'm building a legislative record for when we have an obviously forthcoming court challenge to this bill, my objections, the problems inherent.
1 minute.
Thank you. And the problems inherent in ignoring the will of the people in passing a bill for voter ID that has no voter ID.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4. The bill ended up passing with her being the only no vote for the bill, where she said that mail-in ballots that should have had tighter scrutiny. The bill does require in-person voters to show a state-approved photo ID, such as a driver's license, college ID, nursing home ID, or passports. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today.
We have Clay from Best Body Shop here with some exciting news for anyone looking for a career change. Clay, why don't you tell us what's going on over at Best Body Shop?
What's up, listeners? This is Clay from Best Body Shop, and I want to tell you what we have going on right now. Our team is growing, and we are looking for people to join. If you are looking for a career in the collision repair industry with a diverse team and an amazing culture, then reach out today. Text 316-445-9850. We can't wait to hear from you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality May the 9th in Washington County involved a tower climber who fell from a cell tower near Hanover at 2701 20th Road. Authorities were called to the scene. The county coroner confirmed the death, and a routine autopsy was performed. The incident was ruled accidental or may have been related to equipment failure. Identity of the worker involved was not released. Minor injuries were reported Tuesday morning in Washington County as an SUV struck a tractor mowing along K-48 north of Hanover. Jenna Tormanson, age 30, of Hanover, struck the tractor driven by Scott Brady, age 37, of Clay Center. Tormanson was transported to Hanover Hospital. The tractor driver was not injured. Nemahal County Commissioners heard concerns from Jim Jones regarding an executive session he felt was improperly called. He also spoke of the RN position not being advertised, which was attributed to a department head mistake. He urged commissioners to begin posting meetings online. Deb Haverkamp shared community concerns regarding employee terminations at the Seneca Nutrition Center and also urged recording meetings again. Nutrition Center staff report continued harassment of employees and will put a handbook together to address the behavior. River Valley Extension District annual wheat plot tour at the Oldie Seed Farms, Palmer, will be Thursday evening, June 8th, beginning at 5:30, with a supper to follow at the farm, 3 miles east of Palmer on 4th Road. Resignation of Jennifer Getch, who has served since 2020 as Assistant Superintendent for USD 113 Prairie Hills, was accepted effective July 1st. She will move on to a superintendent role in another district. Gates was with USD 113 for 7 years as elementary principal at Sabetha and director of student learning previously. City of Washington has been selected as a recipient of the Kansas Department of Transportation Spring Cost Share Program. The East 2nd Street Rehabilitation Project will receive $1.5 million to aid in the construction phase, including complete reconstruction of the roadway, reinforced box culvert replacement, as well as new curb and gutter, sidewalk, retaining walls, and curb ramps. City of Seneca is replacing 4 blocks of brick pavement with concrete from 7th to 11th Streets, and with actual cost below estimates, will also include the 11th Street intersection. Project is funded through reserve sales tax funds. Also in Seneca, the Nemahal Central School District is finalizing plans for updates and construction to school facilities planned after a $24.4 million bond issue was approved by patrons. AHRS construction is to begin work on the 14-month project this month. In Marysville, dirt work was underway last week for the new Marshall County Health Department building, which will be located at the site on Broadway where the previous facility was destroyed by a tornado a year ago in June. Construction on the Grain Belt Express transmission line continues in Republic County and will continue east into Washington County with work to begin late 2024 or early 2025. The line will conduct wind-generated power from southwest Kansas east and will pass through Marshall County along and adjacent to U.S. Highway 36 as well. Washington County commissioners have asked the proposed road agreements and haul routes be shared with township officials in advance of construction if there are questions or concerns. The annual Washington County Rodeo will be held a week later than usual this year, the third weekend in June, the 16th and 17th, with the 50th anniversary performances slated next Friday and Saturday evenings at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Showers may continue overnight tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s. Another slight chance for some rain throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And partly cloudy over Thursday night with a slight chance for some rain showers and our lows in the lower 60s. Scattered showers still continue as we head into Friday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And showers will pick up slightly throughout Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And rain will continue throughout Saturday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying cooler as we head into Sunday, a slight chance for some rain early on, then mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s, and in the 50s throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 84, record high on this date, hit century mark. The average low 62 and the record low 41. Sunset this evening 8:51, sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Collecting seashells from the beach this summer? Be sure you aren't collecting sea smells as well. A little preservation advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 7th, the 158th day of the year. Comedian and actor Bill Hader celebrates a birthday, and Sony introduced its first home video recorder on this day in 1966. Collecting seashells from the beach on your summer vacation? Careful, if they aren't clean, you could end up with a suitcase of smelly souvenirs. First, remove any remaining live tissue by boiling or microwaving. The flaky outer coating can be removed by soaking in a 50-50 water and bleach solution. If your shells have sharp edges, smooth with a file or Dremel. Then give your shells a tiny display-ready touch by polishing with mineral or baby oil. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask him online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
J&M Liquor invites you out to Sam Wymore Days. Join us June 10th for live entertainment by Lloyd McCarter and the Honky Tonk Revival. Amazing ribs, Mississippi pot roast, and much more from the Snackin' Wagon and, of course, the Cornstalk Beer Garden. We will see you at Cornstalk 2023 from J&M Liquor in Wymore.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals will lose yet another series. The Marlins beat the Royals last night 6-1 to give them their second loss in the series. Those two will finish up the series tonight at 5:10. The Royals will be off tomorrow before they start a weekend series on the road at the Baltimore Orioles. The Softball College World Series Championship games start tonight. This will be a rematch of the 2021 WCWS featuring Florida State taking on Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Sooners have won 51 games in a row, and they are looking for their third consecutive national championship. The finals will be a best out of three starting tonight. You can see it on ESPN starting at 6 o'clock. The Wichita State Shocker baseball program has made it official by announcing Brian Green as their new head baseball coach. Green comes from Washington State University. He will be introduced to the Wichita State Shockers this afternoon at 4:30 in a press conference. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It starts with you. You reach out to KAKE News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KAKE News, always on your side.
The NBA Finals get back underway again tonight, this time in Miami. The series is tied at one apiece. The Denver Nuggets come into tonight's contest as a 2.5-point favorite. Golf continues in a major controversy with the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and LIV Golf Leagues all joining together as one now. The landmark deal between the tours and Saudi Arabia's public investment fund was reached without the knowledge of many PGA Tour members and LIV Golf players and agents. It has caused a lot of uproar and controversy in golf. While speaking to a crowd in Topeka, Kansas basketball coach Bill Self says they are not done recruiting and they're still looking and dabbling into different situations, especially in the transfer portal. Earlier this week, they had a recruit back out of his letter of intent, which has now opened up a situation where they can give out another scholarship. Speaking of KU, it looks like it has become official that Kansas and Wichita State will play each other in a basketball game on December the 29th. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman plays product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with a Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Grow your own turmeric in the garden or a container. The lush foliage adds a tropical flair to your garden, and the nutritious rhizome can be used in a variety of recipes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purchase transplants or start your own plants from the fleshy rhizomes that resemble ginger. Hardy in zones 8 to 11, turmeric can be grown as a perennial there and as an annual in colder regions. It prefers morning sun with afternoon shade and warm, humid conditions. Grow turmeric in moist, organic soils with adequate drainage and fertilization. The edible rhizomes are ready to harvest in 8 to 10 months when the leaves begin to yellow and dry off. Use a portion of the harvest to start new plants. Those in colder climates need to dig, cure, and store the rhizomes or move potted plants to a cool, dark location, just like storing your cannas for winter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Get your boots ready and let's get rowdy. June 17th is Red Dirt Saturday at A&H Farm featuring Brandon Davis. Join us for a day of fundraising and awareness as seven bands bring the beat to A&H Farm June 17th. This family-friendly event will be come and go, but you won't want to miss a moment. Drinks and concessions will be available for purchase on-site, and 100% of the tips will be donated to our local Big Brothers and Big Sisters. See you at Red Dirt Saturday, June 17th at A&H Farm. Thank you to some of our local sponsors, Glavin Ford, The Chef, Care Travel, Nico's, and ESB Financial.
Some people can spin great stories. By all accounts, Frank was a great storyteller, but his audience was just his children. Perhaps that would have been his only audience for his life, if not for another family member who happened to hear some of the wild tales Frank was inventing and telling his kids. In fact, you know one of those stories he told his family. And that story is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
As Caitlin Stubeman explains, it all began with a man named Frank Baum.
He was a odd father for the 1800s. I think he was an odd person in general. Specifically, he was the one that was really engaged with the children at home. He sat down and told them bedtime stories every night, of which they had involvement.
His storytelling not only captivated his children, but someone else in the family.
These bedtime stories just were so wonderful that his mother-in-law told him he was a fool if he didn't write it down, and he did. So his first book was officially published in 1900.
And that book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, is quite wonderful for the money and fame it brought Baum.
He thought that would be it. He wrote down this one story, he was done, but he kept telling bedtime stories with his kids, and that first book took the country by storm.
The book did so well, there was demand for him to keep sharing his stories, and that's exactly what he did.
Over time, he would get endless requests to continue on that story. So he did, until 14 books were written. Then he passed away, a 15th book was published, and then suddenly we have 40 books before the film was made.
Musicals were adapted to the script and began to tour the country in the early 1900s. Baum continued writing and producing, but he died in 1919. The Wizard of Oz was quite popular, but perhaps we would know little of the story of that book from over a century ago if it were not for something that happened 20 years after his death. For that event, propelled the story into the minds of children and adults for generations. That part of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Wamego, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property and vehicle auction for Crownover and CNC Auto Sales Saturday, June 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1107 Pony Express Highway across from Valley Vet Supply. Selling collectibles as well as vehicles. They will be selling a 12-foot low-line aluminum John boat, 55-gallon self-contained four-wheel sprayer, a number of antiques and collectibles, including a Couette saddlery, Cawker City saddle, Vehicle sale at 11 a.m. It included 2005 Chevy Trailblazer 4x4, 2014 Mini Cooper Countryman, 2006 Lincoln Navigator, 2003 Dodge Ram 4-door 4-wheel drive pickup, plus numerous other items. This personal property auction with vehicles, some antiques, and miscellaneous for Crown Over and CNC Auto Sales will be Saturday, June 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1107 Pony Express Highway across from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Cattle love to be near streams. They munch on the grass, drink the water, and cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. They can also cause damage, so limit their time there as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Running through a pasture often has lush grass, shade trees, and plenty of water. It can be an ideal place for cattle to hang out, but it's not a good idea on a continual basis. Steve Higgins is the Director of Animal Compliance at the University of Kentucky. He says livestock allowed to graze to their heart's content along a stream can cause significant damage to the area.
You get a compaction of the soil, you get erosion of the soil, you get a diminution of the vegetative growth down there, and so what you get is this hard, compactive, eroded area that doesn't have any vegetation to control runoff, to filter out any kind of pollutants, and so you have water quality problems.
To prevent these problems, fence off the area. If you need to cross the creek to get the animals from one side to another, he recommends putting in a stream crossing. It should also be gated on each side to keep the animals from loafing in the stream for too long. However, he notes that fencing doesn't mean you have to lose production in that area. It can be part of a rotational grazing system as you move cattle from one side of the stream to the other.
What you can also do is use that riparian area corridor to move the animals from, say, one side of the farm to the other where they flash graze that riparian corridor, say, in a half a day to a day and a half during a dry period of the season. Get them in there when it's not wet, you flash graze it, you still get the use of that forage that's in there, and then you use it as a corridor to transfer the animals from one pasture to another.
Sometimes you can't fence off a streamside area. Higgins tells people to do the best they can to manage the amount of time that livestock have access to it. It's also a good idea to provide fresh water rather than allow them to drink from the stream because it could be polluted with contaminants. Learn more about streamside grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
As parents, we care deeply about how our financial decisions impact our children. This is especially true when it comes to college savings. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Just as God wants what's best for us, we parents want what's best for our children. However, what if I told you that your child's college fund can provide opportunities to enrich and empower them long before they enroll? You can teach them valuable lessons about financial responsibility. It can enhance their gratitude for and motivation toward that sense of ownership over their education. These skills will enable them to be great stewards of their own future, maximizing the benefits and resources they receive. So take the time to review your family's financial college savings plan to ensure it aligns with your overall financial objectives. Look for those opportunities to save and invest together wisely. You'll create a brighter, purpose-led future for your entire family.
Marshall County Transit now offers rides to all ages in Marshall and Washington counties. Rides available on a first-come, first-served basis for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and much more. In addition to regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka, they can make arrangements for special requests. Call 562-2020 to save your seat on the bus. 24-hour advance reservation preferred. Marshall County Public Transit is funded in part by KDOT.
Diane's Dresses, etc. is looking forward to seeing everyone at Sam Wymore Days starting June 9th through the 11th. There will be fun for the whole family, including a parade, dunking booth, and flea market, where the bargains are many from Diane's Dresses, etc. and Wymore, helping you sparkle for less.
A farming model that minimizes the food supply chain. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Small farmers in many parts of the country have adopted a direct-to-consumer model known as community-supported agriculture, or CSA. The farmers produce the food, and the locals buy it from them. Londa Nwadike is an extension food safety specialist who works with both Kansas State University and the University of Missouri. She says one common CSA technique is for farmers to sell subscriptions.
The idea is really that the customer is helping the farm maybe up front with some costs because, you know, farmers have to pay for inputs. They got to pay for the plants and they got to pay for fertilizer, labor costs. So this model typically kind of helps the farmer a little bit up front with those costs and just help the consumer to be able to see where their food is coming from and to connect with the farmer that's producing their food.
CSA customers often receive a box of mixed produce at intervals during the growing season. Nwadike says growers will often provide recipes for preparing the foods they provide their subscribers.
You as a consumer come home and there might be artichokes or something that you just hadn't really cooked before. If customers don't know what to do with that food, the producer can share that with the customer so that they can do something with the food that they're buying.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
It is Wednesday, June the 7th. USDA's June ag trade outlook showed a significant drop in U.S. exports from the February report. Michael Clements has more.
U.S. ag exports are forecast at $181 billion for fiscal year 2023, down $3.5 billion from expectations in the February forecast. Veronica Nye, senior economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the U.S. is facing a significant trade imbalance.
Relative to last year, USDA is now projecting that U.S. ag exports will be down $15 billion, while imports are projected up $4 billion. That means the trade balance is estimated to be at a deficit of $17 billion. When we think about that in a volume versus value basis, exports are expected down 19% by volume and 16% by value relative to last year.
Nye says U.S. ag trade is being impacted by global monetary conditions.
Well, for anyone who's buying anything, it won't be a surprise that inflation remains on a slowing trend, but economic growth challenges are materializing as monetary conditions tighten. World real GDP is projected to increase by only 2.8% in 2023. That's down from 3.4% last year.
She says the impact of these economic challenges vary by commodity.
When you look on the corn side, exports are expected down 26% by value, 27% by volume. Sorghum is down over two-thirds by value, 68% by volume, 69%. Now, it's not all bad news. Beans are expected down on volume by 7%, but only down by 3% on value. And then when we move to the meat case, beef exports are expected down 14%, but pork exports are expected up.
And that's a get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have...
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Is often the culprit of off-target chemical applications. But the same thing can happen when the wind is completely still. Learn why on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Herbicide applications are made during the growing season. A main concern is the possibility of herbicide drift onto sensitive crops. The usual culprit is wind, but a clear, still night can result in the same effect. It's a weather anomaly called temperature inversion. Mandy Bish is a senior research specialist at the University of Missouri. She says temperatures are inverted when air closer to the Earth's surface is cooler than the air above it, and the result is a stable air mass.
And the problem is that during an inversion, there is not a lot of wind to mix or disperse herbicide droplets. So droplets applied during inversion conditions into that stable air mass can stay suspended and may not disperse. I like to use pollution or smog in large cities as an example because I think it is a good visual. The pollution particles can't disperse because they are trapped in that stable air mass that is the result of an inversion.
While suspended, the particles are susceptible to horizontal wind gusts capable of blowing them off target. Inversions can be hard to predict, but Bish says calm, clear weather conditions are the best indicator.
What we'd like to tell applicators is that when an inversion is forming, they're going to start setting in a little before sunset on clear evenings. So anytime you see the clouds start dissipating and the wind dying down, it may seem like a great time to spray, but in actuality, it could be one of the worst times to spray. We've also been looking at smoke bombs that you can purchase online. If the smoke bomb cloud lingers, it could be an indicator that an inversion is forming.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about inversion layers at agriculture.com.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at as we roll through this Wednesday. July corn looking like this, 608 and a quarter. That's up a quarter. September corn, 527 and a half. Now, that's down 7 currently. Looking at Kansas City wheat for July, 792 and a quarter. That's down 28. September Kansas City wheat down 25 and a quarter at 789 and a quarter. July oats at 341 and a quarter. That's down 5 and a half. September oats at 345, and that's down 6 currently. Looking at soybeans for July, 1363 and a quarter. That's up 10. August soybeans, 1271 and a half. That's up 5 3/4. Taking a look at cotton for July, 84.94. That's down 40 cents right now. Cotton for December, 81.14. That's down 64 cents. Looking at live cattle for June, 178.77 and a half. That's down a buck and a nickel. August live cattle, 173.25. That's down $2.47 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for August, 239.42 and a half. That's down $3.82.5. September feeder cattle, 242.87.5, and that's down $3.65. Crude oil for July, 72.79. That's up a dollar and a nickel. Crude oil for August, 72.90. That's up a dollar and a nickel as well. Let's take a look at gold for June right now, 1942.90. That's down $22.60. Gold for August, 1957 and a dime. That's down $24.30. Silver for July, 2352. That's down 15 cents. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 19. S&P down 14. NASDAQ down 205. That's your market information.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association. Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the power tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Lameness in cattle can affect cattle's health and productivity. K-State's beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses lameness in cattle during the summer grazing months. Knowing what causes lameness and how to identify what the issue is are all things that producers need to know when diagnosing. Foot rot is a common reason for limping, but not the only reason. Tarpoff explains why it is important to know what else can cause lameness.
So I do want to break down today some of the common pasture lameness. Foot rot is only one of those. Foot rot is a very specific condition. It's a bacterial infection just under the skin in the lower foot. In order for foot rot to actually take a hold, we need to have a breakdown in that protective barrier that can be caused by a lot of different situations. Throughout Kansas and the plains, dry conditions, we can see cracking in between the toes. All of a sudden, we crack that skin enough allows this bacteria to get under the skin and really flourish. There's a number of different products that can be utilized for cattle producers to treat this disease.
Tarpoff says if the animal doesn't have symmetric lameness, it could be more sinister, like a deep infection.
But some of those non-responsive foot rots, those are deep infections. So it's really important to see that if you have a lame animal, if there's only one toe that has swelling, there's something different than that. That's not a regular foot rot. When we look at what's the structure of the foot, if there's not a whole lot of tissue down in the lower parts of the foot. So we have to be very cautious. If we have one-sided swelling or a non-responsive foot rot, usually we have some of those deeper-seated infections.
Calves that face a respiratory disease and are being weaned have a possibility of septic arthritis, which can cause lameness.
Our younger calves, if we had some respiratory disease possibly go through them, pre-weaning, fresh off the cow. So some of our fall calves that we might be weaning, we might be turning them out to grass, or even some of our calves that are on the cow right now. These young animals, usually it's after a bout of respiratory disease, we get what's called septic arthritis. And that's an arthritis that is caused by a bacteria, either Mycoplasma or Staphylus, that those bacteria get seeded in to some of the big joints. Front legs, the elbow, the back leg, we can see it in the hip, even a little bit lower. But when we see these big joints that swell up, we have to make sure that, yes, it's carrying a leg and it's lame, but the foot is normal. Where is the swelling? And if it's in some of those bigger joints, we know right away that it's septic arthritis. And working with your veterinarian for a treatment regimen will be necessary because it takes a little while to heal up. We get rid of the bacteria, but it's a long-term care to get those animals over it.
That was Kansas State University beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discussing the types of lameness that can occur during summer turnout. Having a good relationship with your veterinarian can set you up for success when dealing with things such as lameness as you work to diagnose the problem. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.